Outside the gilded halls of Buckingham Palace, protesters did their best to disrupt the president's visit. NPR's Guy Raz has more.
And so began a day of mocking both Prime Minister Blair and President Bush. Joe Giddings brought his megaphone to St. James's Park, right in front of Buckingham Palace, in the hope that the two leaders would hear him.
If you think there was one, all your shot now.
He was eventually carted off by the cops.
Your Majesty, you okay? And George? George, all right?
A few miles away, a horse-drawn carriage carried a woman dressed as the Queen, sitting next to a man in a George Bush mask, who kept saying, "Nuclear." A Saddam Hussein character sat behind them blowing bubbles. It was dubbed the Alternative State Procession and included an array of colorful characters like Jim Brown.
I'm here wearing a nuclear radiation suit and carrying a Trident nuclear missile because we found the weapons of mass destruction they were looking for, but they're not in Iraq, they're in Britain and they're in America.
The club remix version of the Dallas theme song somehow seemed appropriate. Protesters were just getting warmed up for a demonstration tomorrow they expect will attract tens of thousands. Colin Palmer, an American student who turned out today, will also be there tomorrow.
I'm marching to show my displeasure with George Bush and the way he handles things. I'm from New York, and I think that we had the sympathy of the world after 9/11, but George Bush turned it against us.
Not everyone in London was ready to take away the welcome mat. In Parliament, the leader of the opposition Conservatives, Michael Howard, spoke up.
On this side of the House, Mr. Speaker, we join the Prime Minister in warmly welcoming President Bush to this country.
Prime Minister Tony Blair dashed from a public appearance with President Bush to his weekly grilling on the Parliament floor. Left-wing members of Parliament heckled the Prime Minister over Bush's visit, with one MP implying the president is a terrorist. Blair fired back.
The people who are killing people in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, other parts of this world in these appalling acts of terrorism, they aren't the British, they aren't the Americans, they are these appalling terrorists linked to some of these appalling regimes. And it really is about time we started to realize who our allies are, who our enemies are, stick with the one and fight the other.
The demonstrators taking part in the alternative state procession eventually wound their way to Buckingham Palace, where Mr. Bush is staying. The aim was to make as much noise as possible. It's not clear whether the president ever caught a glimpse of the protesters. Mr. Bush's movements are tightly controlled. It puzzled one passerby, John Carr.
I just wonder who got the most freedom, Bush in an armor-plated car coming to a country and being shielded by tens of thousands of our police, or Saddam that he can never find.
Guy Raz, NPR News, London.